those sounds happen.
Okay. What's up?
Blog Talk Radio.
617-347. All right, ready?
You're missing a number there.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Metal Injection livecast. Noah isn't here this week, and you know what that means. Our dude with ponytail demographic is going to be at an all-time low. Good riddance, queers. Speaking of which, here's the show.
All right, we are live.
Can we just call most of our audience queers?
No.
Is that what happened?
No, just know his demographic.
Yeah, the dudes with ponytails.
Well, that's like almost our whole audience, though.
No. There's cancer scare.
Oh, all right.
Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Injection Livecast. I am your host, Rob, with my co-hosts, 3D Sid, and Jenny is sitting in here. And we are missing two of our own tonight. Sean is dead.
What? What really
dead
happened?
Dead sick.
Oh, okay.
He has some sort of flu or something. He said he's going to try to call into the show. We'll see. And Noah, I don't know. Noah is totally missing in action. She just
Jenny,
didn't show
do you
up.
Know what Noah's doing?
She's at a family event.
There you go. Is it a wedding? Is it a bat mitzvah?
I'm pretty sure it's a bat mitzvah.
They're at the ammunition museum.
And we have a great show for you today, continuing our Mayhem month.
Mayhem month.
Oh, I'm manning the board, and I don't really know how to
pick one at random.
Mayhem month.
Oh, there we go.
Mayhem month.
Wait, now
I have to reset everything.
Stand by, please.
Where's Alan when you need him? That's my question.
I think I got him. Wait.
Well, what we can do is all just right. You don't talk. All right, you fixed
it.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be like this the whole show.
Well, just keep saying mayhem.
I feel like this sounds like an Opportune Hunger Force character.
Yes, I was about to say the same exact thing. What is that, like the robot bird from
the
future?
Oh, yeah, the Danzig episode.
It's in a few episodes.
Oh, yeah. Well, originally.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Cancer Scare said, keep the echo. It makes him funny for once.
Oh, wow.
Fuck you, Cancer Scare.
After you called him our only non-queer listener.
Yeah. Last time I get Cancer Scare compliment.
Yeah, really?
But continuing mayhem, month, we're going to have Buzz from Unearth calling it a little later in the show.
Great
guy. A fan of Metal Injection. He was actually, I remember, at Ozfest 2004, which was the first Ozfest that I went to after starting Metal Injection.
Mm-hmm.
He actually recognized me and was like, dude, I love Metal Injection. And I'm like, what? Get out of here. You know, because I was just, you know, like we were nobodies back then. Now we're huge celebrities.
Right.
But back then we were just starting out. So he was definitely one of the earliest supporters of Metal Injection.
Now he's excited that you like Unearth.
Yeah. I guess so. So he'll be on the air a little later after the music break.
Okay.
And that should be great. And we have a bunch of other stuff. Sid, you recently went to Texas.
Yeah.
To visit your girlfriend's in-laws.
Well, they're not her in-laws.
Your in-laws, right.
My future in-laws.
Right.
Okay. So your girlfriend's married?
Yeah. It's an awkward situation.
She is from Texas.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. So mainly it just involved lots of food eating. But at one point, all the ladies. It was the all the people that were around the house. We went to my girlfriend's mom's house. Wow. We stayed there for the weekend, and it was me, my girlfriend, her mom, her brother, and her brother's girlfriend. And all the ladies went shopping. We had lunch with their grandma, and then all the ladies went shopping, and me and my girlfriend's brother took the grandma home. And we sat with her for a little bit, but he at one point, it was just me and the grandma in the room, and she turns to me, and she's like an 80-year-old woman, but like Texas to the core. She turns to me. I'm not going to do the voice because I can't do it justice, but anyways, she turns to me. She's like, I have a younger brother, and I haven't even told him yet that you're Jewish because he thinks Jews are to blame for all the problems in the world.
True.
And you said...
I was like, well, you know, I'm sure we're to blame for some of them. I don't know about all the problems, but a few at least.
The last 15 years of Woody Allen movies.
Well, yes. But that's just one Jew in particular. I don't know. So that was interesting.
But does she believe in that, or is it like that? She's just.
I think, as the rest of Amy's family told me, Grandma's just happy that you're not black.
Imagine if you were a black Jew.
Like, really, all of them just wanted her to marry someone. A white dude from Texas.
Right.
Like a
car dealer.
But like the three strikes are not white, mm-hmm. not Christian, not from the South. So I'm two of those. Well, I'm two of those strikes. Thankfully, yeah. I'm not the third one. So. Apparently, at least I'm not black.
Why not from the South, though? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
You don't want
to
be with a Yankee, a dirty Northerner. People from the South, that's still like a thing for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just seeing. I read. I don't remember where
did,
I saw it.
Did you
this,
play but... any klezmer for them? Like, give them a taste of the Jewish culture?
I did not.
Oh.
I could play it for a while.
Do it. When did you try to sodomize Grandma?
Oh. Why would he do that?
That still hasn't happened.
Was she
She's
hot?
Very fragile.
She hot?
In her day, I'm sure.
Does she have any kind of rack going on?
Not really. She's pretty small.
Not
very
even
small
like
lady.
Grandma tits or anything?
She's a very, very demure small woman.
Oh. Why can't you just lie? Just tell us a story.
It was gigantic.
Yeah, baby.
Excellent. Any other bouts with
well,
racism?
The next night over dinner, I told, you know, the rest of the family what happened.
You came out.
And I was sort of laughed about it, like showing that it wasn't really a big deal. And her brother saw that I was laughing about it. She's like, oh, man, thank goodness. I've been holding in Jew jokes all weekend. I was like, all right, let him go.
Did you get any?
Well, he gave me one, and that I... thought was sort of funny, but I laughed twice as hard just to not belie any awkwardness as I was sitting at the dinner table because he's twice as big as I am.
So what was
he was just like, what's a Jew's biggest dilemma? Free pork.
I was going to say free ham. Yeah. I heard that one.
So I laughed.
That's a good one.
Laughed.
That's definitely in the upper echelon of Jew jokes, I feel.
Yeah, that's kind of an old one, though.
The best part, though, was as he said it, I was eating pork. We were at the dinner table eating pork fajitas.
Really?
Yeah,
so
like,
did he question you while you were eating?
No, we had discussed it. After hanging out with Grandma, we had discussed religion. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I made it clear that I was not at all religious.
But are they religious?
No.
They're just, you know,
Grandma is.
They're American.
The rest of them, no.
They're like nominally religious, right?
No, not even.
Not even that?
Not even.
Christmas?
Grandma is, but the rest of them are not at all.
Okay.
They're pretty good like that.
You're lucky.
Yeah, definitely.
You get strung up.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other interesting Austin happenings that you'd like to share with us?
No, just good food. But besides that, nothing really. I thought that, like, in retrospect, I should have, you know, last week on the show made a call to all our Texas fans that I'll be around and if anybody wanted to buy me dinner or something. That I'd be down.
Yeah,
too late now.
You could have hung out with Keepin Wolfson. I mean, like...
We've got a bunch. What's his face? Shinobi. Remember Shinobi?
Oh, that's... Well, I think
he's still alive?
I think he might be in Florida now.
What?
School.
Oh. Well, anyways.
Oh, and Cancer Scare. Cancer Scare is also in Texas.
I wish I was.
Is he really?
Yeah, I actually met Cancer Scare briefly at South by Southwest for like 3 seconds.
How did that go?
Well, there was a band on, so we couldn't really have much of a conversation. But I was like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, hey. And I was actually kind of shocked because he is way taller than I thought he was. He's almost as tall as me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. But at least 2/3 skinnier. At least.
Good for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Good for him. No, seriously.
So Did you? So you saw eye to eye with him?
Yeah. Well, I said a quick hello, but then I was running around because I had to do like interviews. You know,
you're very important.
Yeah.
Couldn't have him tag along, like a whole behind.
Well,
he was watching
the band.
What band was it?
I believe it was Ghost Cube.
Meh.
He said meh.
You could listen while he's watching you do your work. You'd be like an intern. Yeah. Have him hold a boom or something. Hold your boom.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You could be the Metal Injection fluffer.
Speaking of fluffers, there's a new show on Showtime called Gigolos.
Oh, you were telling me about it.
I don't know if you guys
I've not seen it yet.
No.
But it's basically a reality.
Is Eric Nies from The Real World in it?
No.
Sounds like something he would be in at this
point. He can't even make that.
I actually believe he's an executive producer. No. But it's basically a reality series on Showtime following these this like agency of straight male prostitutes in Vegas.
Okay.
And I don't, it's like basically any other, it's like a typical reality show format, except there's like, you know, like very softcore sex going on. And the weirdest thing about it, though, too, is like they show the clients and they show these guys meeting up with the clients and like.
It was just like all old women, basically.
The first woman was like, yeah, like not a middle-aged woman. She was like a kind of a young woman, actually. And she was also a teacher.
Willing to go on camera?
Yeah, well, I read on like Gawker or something that they were all the people were paid who appeared on camera, like all the clients. So they were basically just porn. But
how does she still have a job?
I don't know.
It's legal.
So, did she take her titties out?
There was like a sex thing, so yeah, you definitely. But it was
she
like all it was all wide shots.
Stop it! She
but
be fired.
It's on Showtime.
I'm sure
though.
She's been fired by now. How could you go back to school and teach your kids when they've all seen your titties on Showtime?
They don't have Showtime.
Banging a hook, male hooker.
That show is on at like 2 in the morning.
The internet now, it's on anytime. It's on right now.
Yeah, it's on right now. But anyway, this second. The second thing was the gigolo was going to meet a couple, and it was an African American couple, and the guy sounded so much like Cleveland from Family Guy that it was hilarious. I have
Hi.
It right here.
Hi, Rodney.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Rodney.
Pleasure to meet
Rodney.
You.
Pleasure to meet you as well. My wife, Allure.
Allure.
Allure. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I never thought I would grow up to be an escort.
So this is the gigolo.
But. It's a way to survive.
It's a way to survive.
It's being a recessionista.
Oh, God.
Read that in Wired magazine.
Pure faggot.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to see her with another man, so we decided to go ahead and go with it.
Cool. It's more popular than you think.
Okay, good. We thought
yeah.
we were like,
I would
hello,
be
Retta.
One out of every 3 days is a couple.
Okay.
Really?
So
yeah.
We're not weird folks.
No, not at all. Not at all. You guys are totally
so, okay,
normal.
I want to.
My birthday.
I want
and,
to just jump ahead.
Birthday,
they actually, like, go in the bedroom with them.
Holy shit.
And this is where it gets really gross. Because the Cleveland imitator starts,
move the
like,
screen over so I can see.
He starts, like, directing. And,
oh,
and
boy, he sort of looks
sit
like
sit on
Cleveland
his
too.
Face, Loretta.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing, like, a see-through bodysuit kind of thing.
I'm in this one seat where you can't see any of this.
He sort of looks like a smaller Reginald Bell Johnson.
Sometimes playing
that's kind of what Cleveland looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Domination,
that looks like a white guy.
Well, that this is a jiggle.
I know.
Give and take.
Come on.
Can be just like cops and robbers back in the day.
She looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, I like that. Go ahead, baby. Put it
she
in.
She does, doesn't she?
Right. Listen to his sex talk. It's so
hilarious. Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's real nice.
Just like a child, you are fully engaged in the moment, not judging it, not being self-conscious around it, and not really even being aware of yourself in it.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's probably the best.
Do it
part.
Slower, Loretta.
Get into play.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. You shit. Fuck.
Oh, ooh, I like that, baby.
Oh, it's nasty, right? Oh, yeah. Fuck.
That's a baby. Keep
you gotta see the guy's face.
He's talking dirty.
He actually looks like Russell Simmons.
I can see that.
Oh, fuck yes. You nasty bastard.
Mm.
Well, Loretta, you're going too far, Loretta.
They just
take it easy.
Know.
Now, there's two
by now
explanations for this.
Yeah, she likes that.
Oh, yeah.
Either the dude is using this to set up him banging another chick.
Yeah.
Like, well, I let you bang a male hooker, so you got to let me bang a female hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
he
no.
wants to fuck a white dude. And this is like the closest he can get without coming out of the closet
well,
as a gay
well,
person.
Well, during their testimonial, he was like, it was always my fantasy to watch my wife getting fucked by another guy.
But if he was setting it up, he would say that, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, no, I really want to suck a white dick, but I can't. So I'll just watch my wife do it.
Yeah, I really didn't understand it at
but
all.
But couldn't he just watch a gay porn without
But it's
sucking...
not in the room. He's in the room with a well-built, naked white man.
I guess. Couldn't he just have a well-built naked white?
Why
man
does
come
everything?
In the room
why?
His wife
but yeah, like why? Who's?
Because then in his mind he's not gay. It's okay.
No, but why? Why can't he just enjoy watching his wife getting banged by another dude? Why does it have to be gay?
Because that doesn't make any sense
to you.
To anyone, that's ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm
all
like,
right,
whatever.
No,
if that's
no.
what he wants to do, who cares?
I don't care. I'm just saying that that's not what he wants to do. Really,
I could. I mean.
That's the closest
see.
That he can get right now to what he wants to do.
I guess.
But that's not what he wants to do. Yeah.
But then how does he have sex with his wife?
Do we know that he does?
Yeah.
Do they show you
yeah,
him fucking his wife?
The reality show is not about the customers. It's
well,
about the
gigolo. There you go.
He looks like a short, fat Russell Simmons.
It would be great if in the middle of this, like, Dr. Drew came in. With, like, a clip that was like... It's like surprise therapy. Like, this isn't actually a bordello.
I thought you were going to say Dr. Dre came in. Yeah. Don't let that dude
table.
Fuck your wife, son. Hell yeah. I thought... You know who should come in and iron cheek? Why you let this guy fucking your wife? He's fucking your wife. That's not good. You're supposed to fuck your wife, not gigolo.
Make her humble.
Bullshit. You're a fag. You're a piece of shit. Sitting there on the couch while another man fucking your wife's pussy hole. Fuck you. Bullshit.
Shankletown in the chat said, "He wants to fuck a white dude" is the name of the new Amur album.
I approve. That's good. We should promote that.
So what else is going on? Darren, anything going on in your life?
Yeah, Iron Sheik is watching me fuck a white gigolo. I'm doing that next Tuesday.
I like it.
Is that going to be in public where, like, fans can attend? Can
yeah,
Shlomo
no,
come
it's
going to
be, we're opening up for the new Amur tour. Fucking a gigolo.
It's like the Jim Rose sideshow circus.
Yeah.
Except,
yes, exactly.
Just two dudes fucking.
Oh, the fucking Jim Rose. Why'd you make me think of that guy?
Who's that?
That's a guy that used to have, like a sort of 90s updated freak show that he used to tour with, and it was, like, all people that are tattooed all over their body and shit.
Like guys hanging cinder blocks from their tits and dicks.
Ew.
Cinder block. And then Danzig comes by and cleans them up. I'm just moving these bricks. Just moving these bricks for Jim Rose in his sideshow.
Listen, it's an honest living for Danzig.
Why are you letting this man... Fuck your wife. Yeah! It's so wrong to let another man put his penis near your wife.
Now, what would Danzig sound like if he was the guy letting his wife being banged by another dude?
Oh, yeah. Baby. Woman. Let him put his dingles inside you. Yeah! Oh! I've always had a fantasy about this. Yeah.
He used to watch Jerry only fuck groupies all the time. The tour bus.
And then his parents made biscuits for him.
They'd bring condoms in for Jerry and Doyle. Danzig would just sit there, eat biscuits, and cry.
Once again, a reminder, our number is 646-929-1357. And what the hell is this?
This is, well, just let it play. You'll hear it.
All right.
Why'd you fuck my wife? Why'd you fuck my wife when I was just sitting right there? You didn't even shave your balls. I don't wanna watch this right now, even though it's kinda hot. If you don't wear a condom,
poor.
Poor Danzig.
Oh, he's not that poor.
No, he's pretty. He has a Jaguar.
He does. It's pretty nice.
And bricks.
Lots of bricks. Bricks aren't that expensive, though.
He's got the good ones.
Does he? Are there good bricks? There's a difference between good
bricks. I'm sure the guy at the brick store told Danzig these were like the special bricks and charged them double. Is there a brick store? You go to a store just sells bricks.
Is there like a brick outlet that you can get discounted bricks at, do you think?
Home Depot.
I shop there all the time.
Yeah. He gets the Groupon.
Yeah.
For the brick store.
He uses brickswaptree.com.
He's thrifty. Danzig's not giving away his money for nothing.
Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
I thought you were going to say it, your bricks for free.
And your bricks for free. I do changes to my songs on the fly. Yeah. Thanks, I'll credit you on the line of notes, Sid.
Thank you.
In small print, yeah.
Speaking of characters, I can't believe it's been almost like a year since Peter Steele died. Tomorrow
is that right?
It's wow. 1 year since Peter Steele died. And that's also 1 year since we did the
classic
Peter Steele tribute record.
Every time we do a clip show or something and I look at the dates on the files and I'm like, I can't believe this was like 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
It just flies.
Time does fly.
How does Peter Steele feel about that?
Peter Steele's pissed.
But shouldn't, like, you're
Peter
Oh, we've established our link to the afterlife, and Peter Steele is here.
Hello.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, this is Peter Steele.
Now, some people have claimed that we actually killed you. Is that, how do you feel about that?
Are you kidding me? You morons can't kill Peter Steele. I'll kill you.
Well, I was just saying, because we did that sketch, and then, like, 1 minute later, he died.
I heard that sketch. I heard that sketch. You thought that was funny?
Yes.
You thought, did that make you laugh?
A lot. Yeah.
Did it make you go, ha-ha, like Peter Steele's a joke, because Peter Steele's driving a school bus?
I mean, I have to say, yeah.
Peter Steele does not drive school buses.
Not anymore.
Can you still, like, interact with the physical world, or is it like Ghost where you have to train yourself kicking a soda can over?
All Peter Steele can do is, drink red wine.
Really?
That's the only thing I can still do on Earth. And sing, black, 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 number one.
Oh, yeah.
She black.
I forgot how it goes. It's been a while.
Peter Steele has been listening to the typo up here.
I heard you have a new single coming out about moving bricks around. Is that right?
Bricks, 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 November, moving bricks. I'm getting to like dancing to sing on it too. We're doing a whole brick concept album.
If it works for him,
you know. It's called Yet Another Brick in the Wall.
Thank you, Peter, for calling in.
I'm Peter Steele. I'm in heaven, but I'll still kill you.
Wow, Peter Steele stopped by. That was kind of cool.
He hasn't changed at all. You know, being in the afterlife hasn't changed him at all.
Yeah.
I wonder if we forgot to ask him if he's in heaven or hell.
He said he was in heaven, but he'll kill us.
But he could be lying.
Well, hell could be his heaven, you know.
Who'd want to be in?
Yeah.
As long as there's kosher pizza, he's all right.
Oh, one thing, somebody, I forgot in the form or something, was saying, like, if they wondered that he was really a school bus driver, he was not a school bus driver.
So,
that was misinformation. He was actually, like a regular, like not the MT, like the city bus.
Oh, whatever. That's much better.
Yeah.
That's
not a school bus. He worked for the city.
That's even worse.
I don't know. Or that might not even be true.
In Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania people are animals. At least when they're kids, they're a little docile. You have to drive the adults around.
Wow.
Oh, you need somebody like Peter Steele driving a fucking city bus in Pennsylvania.
I'm 7 feet tall. Sit down.
There's only like room for two other people on the bus.
Exactly.
Did he have his whole band on the bus with him, like backing him up?
Well, like he would never turn the lights on. It would be very like intense.
You animals. Sit the hell down.
Don't try to sneak in the back door. You come up front and you pay.
Maybe he was driving a real bus of animals around.
Maybe it was just like a typo negative tour bus. You just make it some extra money on the side. He'd cut off this actual city bus and try to pick people up.
Whenever I think of Peter Steele, I picture Herman Munster talking.
And they're
Lily,
both dead.
I'm driving a bus, Lily.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
What, too soon? It's been a year.
You're right.
This is the Lions.
No. Boy, rest in peace, Peter Steele.
Yeah, definitely. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Sid doesn't like it.
Sid doesn't care. Sid doesn't approve of his lifestyle.
Correct. The lifestyle of making shitty music. Thumbs down.
Come on.
Come on, God. What else is going on there?
That was it.
Any other death anniversaries? When did Dimebag die? Is it in your...
No, Dimebag died in December. He died on the same day John Lennon died.
Is that
copycat?
Right?
Yeah. Well, not the same exact day.
Yeah,
you know,
if only.
Years later.
The only difference in the world, if he had died on the actual same day John Lennon died, was Rob Van Dam wouldn't have had a good theme song. That's it. That's
really?
It.
That's
well,
it.
There
what?
Have,
only difference.
There wouldn't have been, like, 8 Pantera albums to annoy you.
There might have still been.
Pantera's great.
I actually have no problem with Pantera. I just
was,
like talking shit about
anything
and everything.
I wasn't. I love Pantera. I was talking about Sid, though. Sid hates them.
I don't hate Pantera at all. I actually own a couple of their albums.
Oh, okay.
But it's just funny to make fun of because for some reason he's like beyond reproach. You cannot make fun of the Dimebag. So that makes me want to do it all
the
more.
He's the Rosa Parks of metal. I guess you can make fun of Rosa Parks.
How is he the...
If she was on Peter Steele's bus, so
wouldn't
that
somebody from wouldn't somebody from like Living Color be the Rosa Parks of metal?
Oh, that's
how
great.
Is he? How is he the Rosa Parks of metal?
Because you can't say anything bad about him. He's saying.
Well,
he, okay. He's the 9/11 of metal.
Okay, fair enough.
I guess 9/11 was the 9/11 of metal, but you know, the second 9/11.
Were any metal musicians hurt in 9/11?
Where are we going with this?
Sure, there must have been one or two guys playing guitar that were in the towers at the time.
Why were they playing guitar?
I mean, like, they play guitar.
No, but I'm saying somebody that was, like, in a band.
They were so true to metal, they didn't leave the building because they wanted to finish their solo.
Yeah.
That's how metal they were.
Good.
Oh, a few people in the chat are that last week, a few years ago.
Who?
Some guy named Kurt Cobain, I don't know.
No, I mean, who is that guy?
Ross Gnarly. Oh, he said he died April 4th. Oh, and Layne Staley, actually, also.
Now they're saying Dimebag was an inside job. It's really true, because one time
Terrible. We
did a Moscow Metal Minute episode, and it wasn't even an insult. It was, like, just some reference that, like, the Russian guys were so stupid.
That they thought he... Yeah, do you remember the joke?
Yeah, I guess he was in Van Halen. They thought he was in Van Halen.
Yeah.
And people erupted about that. Like, didn't you get, like, tons of hate mail?
They're like,
how
could you say they suck? Pantera's the best band ever. Like,
who said he sucked?
No one said Dimebag sucked. We said Van Halen sucked.
And we said that the Russian guys, who are two idiot characters, were too stupid to realize who Dimebag Darrell was. There was nothing negative said about him, though.
Exactly.
So you can't even say his name, or you get in trouble.
Yeah. Ross Gnarly says Dime is in Jamaica.
He's with Tupac.
Yeah, he's probably with Tupac, definitely.
Well, we'll know if Dimebag has like 18 solo albums. If there's death, then we'll know he's still alive, like Tupac.
Noah would buy them all.
Yeah. Someone in the chat writes, wasn't one of the popular rumors that Phil hired the guy who killed Dime? That's retarded.
Is it?
Yeah, no, the guy is just some idiot, like mental case.
He was a patsy.
So
maybe
it was
like
Phil.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Maybe. No, but he had a history of like worshipping Pantera and like.
Okay, so maybe Anselmo knew him from that. He was like, hey, want to get on my good side, kill this guy.
Yeah, actually, if you really care about it, there's like Wikipedia has a really in-depth article about it.
Well, then it must be
entry.
True.
Well, it has it cites like you know actual articles written about him, and stuff. So it is true. So you should check it out if you actually care.
Nah.
You did.
Nah. I'd just rather say
I'd rather read the article about why wasn't Dimebag killed sooner.
Oh,
no!
Come
on.
Oh, come on!
Now we're gonna get some hate mail.
He was a national treasure.
Well, your first name is Dimebag. You're asking for it. I'm sorry.
Now you've done
it. That was his nickname.
No, his first name is Dimebag. Last name Daryl.
The best was you know, when he died, like it got really big coverage. Even my mom, I remember she was watching like the Russian television network, and on their news, they were like, you know, blah blah blah. Blah. Dimebag Daryl Abbott.
What?
They actually said Dimebag on the Russian news. It was pretty great.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Club Heaven telecast dance party to bring you this update. The Dimebag of the Daryl has been shot. I repeat, the Dimebag Daryl has been shot. Suspects include the Phil and Selma, who has hired this guy to do this. More details as they develop.
My uncle talks like that.
That's cool. And actually, I saw this on Metal Sucks today. After Pantera, Dimebag was in a terrible band.
Uh-huh.
It's called Damage Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in that band, the bassist was this guy who refers to himself as Bobzilla. Anyway, this guy Bobzilla also went on to be in Vinnie Paul's band after Damage Plan, mm-hmm. which was equally, if not way more terrible. Hell yeah. One word. word. And that band was terrible. So now he has his own project, mm-hmm. Bobzilla does.
This is like so hard to talk about this on the
stage. And the way he's hyping it, here's it's like Pantera's engineers, Winfield and Weinberg, Dimebag's bassist, Bobzilla.
Oh, come on.
And then in the Pantera font it says, get your hatred, Orphanland. not Orphanland, I'm sorry. Orphan to Hatred. Orphanland is an Israeli band. And so it's like this guy barely connected to Dime, using everything possible to link his terrible band to Pantera.
Featuring the guitar tech who once stood next to Phil Anselmo for 12 minutes.
Well, here's the funny thing. Axel from Metal Sucks, he says he got an email saying Bobzilla's new band, Orphans of the Hatred, all in caps, by the way, has gotten the thumbs up from Vinnie Paul himself.
You got a thumbs up? Holy shit!
From a guy that the dude is in another band is. Of course he's going to get the thumbs up.
Yeah,
like, what
no,
is like, dude,
no.
Dude, do not put my name anywhere near
that
record.
That shit sucks.
That shit is so terrible. And
Vinnie Paul says, doesn't mind having this on in the background if it comes on by accident in iTunes.
When played for Vinnie Paul, his response was, oh, that's what this is?
Vinnie Paul says, this isn't the worst thing I've ever heard.
This is the best thing I've heard in the last 3 minutes.
He gives it a 51% thrash.
Let's play this one.
Vinnie Paul says, I give this a 51% thrash.
What? And it, of course it just sounds
exactly
like Pantera.
Right. Sounds exactly like Pantera.
That should be the selling point.
Vinnie Paul says, wait, this sounds exactly like Pantera.
I don't remember recording this.
Wait, this is Pantera. It's not
Holy shit.
I trash it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Featuring vocals recorded with a microphone while Phil Anselmo talked in his sleep. Get the new Hell Yeah album. Is that what it is? Hell Yeah?
Well, this is Orphan to Hatred.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you should definitely get that.
Same thing. Philly Paul says, sounds exactly like Hell Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to a quick music break. And when we come back, we're going to be on the air with Buzz from Unearth.
Oh, wait, Ross Gnarly said, hell no.
I agree.
All right, here we go. We're going to start the music break off with the Human Abstract with the title track off their new record that just came out, Digital Veil. This album is awesome. I seriously mean that.
So does Vinnie Paul.
Do you give it the thumbs up, Robert?
Two thumbs up. Way up.
This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me white man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live cast. Right now.
All right, we're back.
That's twice that Bland called our audience queers today.
Bland just doesn't like our audience. I don't understand what it is, really.
No idea.
All right, so we're back, and as promised, we are going to be joined by one of the shreddiest guitarists in all of metal, Unearth's very own Buzz McGrath. Buzz, are you there?
Hey, I am here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hold on one second, Buzz.
All right.
we're having technical difficulties because our phone lines suck. Hold on one second.
Are you gonna just...
show on the tour because we're cool like that. Buzz, I believe we have you back on the air. Are you there?
I can hear you.
Hear you.
Hear me.
Yes.
Hear me.
Yes, we hear you fine.
The system works. A miracle.
it's a miracle of modern technology, I got to say. And thank you so much for taking some time to call us up.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on a legitimate metal news broadcast.
Everyone else heard that, right? You call this legitimate? yeah, and on Twitter you wrote that you were fueling up on Miller Lite. How many of you?
I went to BJ's Wholesale Club, I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Of course we do, yeah.
But they sell a 30-pack there for like $19, so that's not a bad price.
That is a great...
Grabbed one of those along with my other grocery items, and I don't know, probably 4 or 5 in. But that was like starting at 4, though, so that's like not even a beer an hour.
Wow, you're like behind schedule almost, right?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm ramping it up now.
Cool, well, you guys were just in the studio, right? Oh, before we talk about that, I just want to remind everyone that if you want to call in and talk to Buzz, you can give us a call at 646-929-1357. And, yeah, you guys were just in the studio recording a new album, right?
Correct. We just wrapped up vocals, maybe 3 weeks ago, something like that. Now we're currently getting the final mixes. I'm waiting for one more, and that's going to probably get mastered this week and delivered to the label, and they're going to do whatever they do with it, and it should come out hopefully July, early July, late June.
Wow. Awesome. That's awesome. And you've been working with Adam D, right?
Mr. Dukowitz, yep. He's our dude.
And what's like the most offensive thing Adam D said in the studio while working with you guys? Because I hear he just doesn't care. He will tell you exactly what's on his mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why we go with them. It's, you know, especially like you go in and, you know, you have your riffs and, you know, you show them your shitty demos and he just like, you know, he'll tell you, you know, if it sucks or not. I mean, that's why we use him. You know, he creates some of the music that we enjoy. So we value his musical opinion. And if he says something sucks, you know, it's like, all right, you move on. Maybe you were married to that idea for a minute and then like he'll say, you know, maybe you should do it like this. And at the time you're like, ah, he's crazy. But then you look back and you're like, ah, maybe he was right. I think it's particularly difficult, you know, for Trevor, you know, being a vocalist and writing lyrics is a very personal thing for somebody. And when he goes in with Adam, I think he has a little bit more, a little rougher because, you know, those are lyrics that Trevor wrote, you know, it's like not just some shitty riff he came up with. It's like words from the heart. And, you know, when Adam is like, nope, shuts down like a whole, you know, song of lyrics that, you know, he came with.
Wow.
And I think that's harder to deal with from that perspective. But the end result is much better because of it.
But, like, what reason would he give to reject lyrics? Like, can you think of a specific example of lyrics that he's like, I don't like that because, meh, or is that too...
Maybe
too...
just because it's like something would be too, maybe something's too brainy and might just go over people's heads. You know, as far as like content goes, or just doesn't flow well pattern-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, what goes down? I mean, I'm not usually not there when him and Adam work. But, you know, Adam tells us, like, oh, yeah, Adam, Trevor came in and, you know, he had some good stuff, he had some bad stuff, we got some stuff done or whatever. But I'm not there when those conversations happen, so I don't really know what it's about. I just end up seeing the end result. I'm like, oh, these are great lyrics. And partially, you know, because Adam helped out with that, and partially because, you know, Trevor's a great vocalist. When you get down to it, it's like, you know, just like anything else, you got to work out the cobwebs. And same thing with a guitar riff. You know, once you work out all the shitty riffs, you get to the good ones. And same thing with vocals. Once you work out all your shitty ideas, all the good ones come. And I think this record is Trevor's finest performance so far, in my opinion.
Cool, yeah. I mean, everyone that I've talked to that has heard the album already has had nothing but great things to say about it. But
cool.
all those people work at your label.
Yeah, I was about to say.
They're kind of supposed to say that. But I believe
them.
At least
they're doing their job.
There is genuineness there when I talk to them. But you guys are also going to be on the Mayhem Fest this summer. And you guys are veterans. You guys are veterans of summer festivals. Are you excited to spend your summer in parking lots across America?
Yes. It's my theory that these summer festivals, they all take place at the same spot, and the bus just drives around for 8 hours and just drops you off the same place. You just do it every day. That's my working theory. We'll see. But no, we're very excited. I mean, we haven't done a summer festival since, 2006. We've been kind of out of the game for a while. At first, it was like, oh, yeah, we're just kind of taking a break from the summer festivals. Nah, it's bullshit. We just fucking didn't get on any. But now, you know, it's like, it's cool that we're doing it. We're very excited. We've been trying to get on something like this for a while, and the timing is right with the record coming out and all that fucking baloney that comes with setting up a record.
And you get to watch Megadeth every day. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Megadeth, you know, I saw them once in Japan. They were great. Chris Broderick, he's one of my favorite guitar players, so that's pretty rad. In Flames, though, is probably my favorite band, so I'm psyched to see them every day.
How dare you?
Oh, David is pissed.
I know. He's going to be pissed.
That's the last time you tour with us.
Hello, me. It's me again, or whatever the fuck he said.
It's me again, and you're off our tour.
Love it. Vince from Metal Blade is in the chat, and he wrote, "We are supposed to say that, but seriously, we are actually pumped more than usual."
Hear that, all the rest of you Metal Blade bands? They're usually not pumped for you.
Hey. Words around you.
Listen, that's the implication.
That's how you read into things, Sid.
That's right.
All right, let's take a caller. Once again, you can call in and you can talk to Buzz and ask him a question. The number to call is 646-929-1357. We're going to start out with Dane in Chicago. Dane, are you there?
Yo.
What's up, Dane?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, is this Buzz from Lamb of God, man?
Yeah, you got me, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Chilling.
Hey, man. Remember the time where you guys... You were with Lamb of God, man, and you were on the, you jumped off the full stack, you know, on the, what was it called, Black Label or whatever, man. Remember that? You jumped off on Black Label. You jumped, that was awesome, man.
Thanks,
that was
dude.
Fucking awesome. I wish I could do that, man. I just wish one day I could do that, you know.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Good question.
Great shit. That's it, man. I'm just appreciating. Both from Lamb of God, dude. He's, you know, he's an amazing guitar player, man. Fucking gent, dude. You ever see his 8-string YouTube videos? The guy's playing 8-string. It's all gent and shit. Damn, dude. Buzz invented gent. Write that down, all right?
If you could rank all the guitar players in the world, what number would Buzz be?
Say
one.
That's tough, man. It's tough between Mustaine and Buzz, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I was trying to make it.
Dave Mustaine's on the show? Get out of here.
I don't
want to. You just made my day, bro. Huh?
All right, thanks for calling in. But
that guy sounded like if Shlomo and Metal FIFA had a baby.
Cool.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I think that maybe, I don't know what band he thinks I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know. What? Why do you think you were? It's weird. On the, we have a call screener, and the question that he said he was going to ask about was about your guitar.
Yeah.
But then he lied to us. Mm-hmm. We don't like liars here at the live cast. This is not the liar cast.
That's why we have a call screener to weed out the.
Any personal screening, like I know if I want to prank a radio station, I call in with a legitimate question and then just be like, I don't know, yo, Baba Booey or something.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's penis.
Yeah, but no, that, you know, he knew what he was talking about, but I think he was just, I don't know if he was being smart. I did do that when I filled in for Lamb of God. I jumped off, I set up a bunch of cabinets like a big pyramid, and I jumped off them over Randy's head. So he's somewhat educated, but I don't know if he thinks that, I don't know. He's probably just some prankster. But anyways, it was a legit call, I'll say.
All right. So you filled in for Lamb of God.
Yeah, that was back in maybe 2 years ago or so in Europe.
Oh. That
so was, what's that like, was fun.
What's that like, you know, you've been in on Earth all this time and then you go on the road with another band. Is there like any weirdness to it?
Just no, to be out. I don't know, it's like having sex with somebody else's girlfriend. You know, it's like cool, you know, whatever. Like you don't, it's like all the fun without like the hang-ups. But it's just like I showed up, gave some dude my guitar, went to my own hotel room, showed up to the gig, got my guitar back, played it, and then just hung out. Like didn't have to worry about like, you know, is anybody gonna buy merch? You know, like this is the bullshit. So it was fun. You know, I had a good time, and you know. We're good friends with all those guys anyway, so it was, you know, just a party.
Cool. And, another thing I wanted to ask about is, you know, you got your drummer situation. Have you guys...
Yeah.
Do you have that figured out, or, like, what...
No,
what...
it's all fucked up. We need a drummer.
So if
anybody, like, plays like a Neanderthal, send us a video. So we're looking for a dude.
And, you know.
There's a couple guys that we were looking at, you know, just, you know, but we haven't really been doing anything. We did the record, and it's like now we're just kind of sitting around. So it's like, we got one guy who's going to, we're going to try out at a show in Alaska next month. But other than that, there's really not, like, too much going on with that. You know, really no prospects besides a couple dudes maybe.
I see. But yeah, I'm assuming you guys are trying to get this figured out by mayhem. That's right. You're not going to have like a, you know.
Well, we're also talking about, you know, Justin Foley, who recorded the drums on our new record.
Mm-hmm.
We might have him play because he's not, Killswitch isn't going to be busy during that time. So he's available if we want to use him, which is great because he's an immensely talented drummer. So that would be fun because, you know, he played on the record. So the new stuff will be authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that like working with Justin, having like a new drummer come in, who I'm sure you guys are already friends with?
Yeah, he's awesome, man. I mean, not a lot of people know the bounds of his talent, unless you're like a Blood Has Been Shed fan, where he really, you know, in that type of environment, really lets it fly. You know, Killswitch is more of just, you know, it's, he displays some of his talent in Killswitch, but not as much as, you know, it's not as nerdy as he can be, you know, drum-wise. So,
right.
I mean, if you put on a Blood Has Been Shed record, it's just really off the charts, like drum geek, like,
yeah.
Wow, this guy's mind-blowing. So he's just an immensely talented dude. So when it came time to, like, all right, well, who he wants to record the drums, like, oh, J-Fo will do it. That's awesome. You know, he came in and bagged it out in, like, a week. It was basically, you know, me and Ken, we wrote the record, Ken programmed the drums, and he just programmed the zaniest fucking beats we could. And we sent Justin demos with programmed beats, and he just flew up. And once we got all the pre-pro done, all the arrangements complete, he just came in and tracked the real drums, you know, obviously adding some of his flavor to it because, you know, I mean, drums written by guitar players and a drum machine aren't going to be as awesome as an actual drummer. But the basic ideas were there, and he kind of just embellished on them. And the end result is phenomenal. I mean, the drums on the new record are just insane. It's the, you know, best drum performance I think that we've ever had.
Cool. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing.
May I just make a suggestion? If you're still looking for a drummer, I hear Mike Portnoy is available. He's looking for work.
Oh, that, be willing to do anything.
Yeah, that guy. He's too. I don't know. He's just like, I want somebody. I want a caveman, an animal, a kid, like somebody who just does, who like is missing teeth, is just hair falling out, just a total disaster of a person. But like,
have so
you
far,
met
my, you
yeah,
pretty
you
much
killing.
Described
like Mike Portnoy.
All right. I'm not really up on Dream Theater, so I don't know what he's about. I know they're technically proficient.
Right. Oh, okay. You want like a technical drama? You want like Animal from the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda. He's not dangerous enough.
Mike Portnoy is probably listening right now, like crying. Like,
yeah. I don't think I'm dangerous.
Nobody wants me.
I could do Animal. I could be an animal and grow my beard out.
I'm sure that guy will find plenty of work. He doesn't want us thinking up his resume.
Well, we could forward him a Sam Ash job application. I think they're probably in the market.
Yeah, you don't have to. I was going to say, you don't have to put him down, but we will. You could stay out of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really even up on, I never was a Dream Theater guy, so I really don't know. I just know that internet geeks just talk about them and whatever.
Yeah, their entire fan base is people that work at Sam Ash. So
yeah.
Well, Buzz, you say you've been sitting around because you haven't been working or anything. How do you kill time? What do you do with your day?
Normally, right now, I've been skateboarding just about every day, which is weird. That's a nice way to put my music career in jeopardy, but for some reason, I go every day and I skate for a few hours, and then I pick my daughter up at, like, 3 from daycare, and then I hang out with her. That's pretty much it.
Sounds like a tough life.
Yeah, it could be worse, I suppose.
Now, Sid had a question that he didn't want to ask you, so I'm going to ask it for him. Why is there only one Z in your name? Usually buzzes have two Zs.
I think at some point in high school or junior high school, I wanted to streamline my life, so I dropped the Z and I just kept it simple.
You wanted to make it quicker, like filling out forms. You're like, this is so repetitive.
Well, actually, my legal name or my government name is Paul.
Whoa.
Fun fact. That's what the police call me anyways.
So where did Buzz come from?
I used to be a heroin addict, actually.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
He's a big fan of Toy Story.
Yeah, that joke really sucks the air out of any situation. No, you want to know the real story?
Yeah, definitely.
When I was a baby, my parents were obviously stoners, and they didn't want me to have the same name as my dad. And when I drank the bubba or the bottle, it made a buzzing sound. And they're like, "Oh, let's call him Buzz." That's pretty much it.
So it stuck. I think it's a good nickname.
It works.
Cool. All right. We have another question here in the chat. An ongoing investigation that we've been having. Do you prefer corn or flour tortilla?
Oh, shit. What's the difference? Like, which one's which?
Corn is typically the crispy. Usually,
yep.
Flour is more for the soft tortilla, though they do make soft tortillas out of corn as well.
I think I do the corn tortillas.
You like the crunch?
I'd have to ask my wife. She buys all the food.
Oh,
there's one other question that we've been asking basically every celebrity that calls our show, which is, would you bang the mother from Good Times if she was still alive? I don't know why.
Florida Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you could be like, oh, I had sex with a black lady named Florida.
Exactly. That's what I say,
Florida.
Too. Not that she's attractive.
My name is Florida.
Damn, damn, damn. There you go. That's a yes.
There we go. We're learning so many things here.
But I think that was more a yes to banging a black woman named Florida than to banging that specific black woman who played a woman named Florida.
How many of those are there?
I don't know. I'm sure there's more than one.
How many of them are the stars?
If you could manage to coax your, you know, penis into, you know, forming in that situation, I think that's even more to brag about.
Yeah. You're right.
Cool. Well, Buzz, thank you so much for taking 20 minutes out of your day to call in the most reputable metal news website live podcast.
We just found that out. We're reputable.
We just found out, thanks to Buzz. And
well, for one, you had somebody who answered your phone, I was blown away. Like, I was on hold. I was like, oh, these guys are legit.
That's right.
We're a high-class show.
No, I do frequent the website for my heavy metal news, so it was cool to do something with, you know, one of my internet spots.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I was saying earlier at the beginning of the show that at Ozfest, all the way back in 2004, I remember you came up to me like, dude, I love Metal Injection. And I was blown away because you were the first dude in a band that ever said that to me. And I was like, what? What?
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but Buzz is an OG Metal Injection junkie.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, make sure to pick up Unearth's new record. Do you guys have a title yet for the record?
It's called Darkness in the Light. I don't know what it means. It's about, you know, when your fridge light goes out and you're looking for a beer and you get a reflection from behind you. It's something to do with that. I don't even know.
Darkness in light? Is that what it is?
Darkness
or
in the light.
Oh, in the light.
There was so many chain emails and conference calls and fucking baloney and fighting about how it should be worded or what it should be. I love being in a band. It's great.
Cool. Well, make sure to pick up Darkness in the Light.
There you go.
This summer, and catch Unearth on the Mayhem Festival coming to a city near you. And Buzz, thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, right now we're going to play a little bit of Unearth. We're going to play my favorite Unearth song. Here's a little Endless for the Metal.
There you go.
Yes.
Mosh it up.
Down.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Hey, Nick.
This is Miles, the proud husband of the Blog Talk Radio lady. Right, well, I've heard you blokes making light of her accent and talking about her menstrual cycle. I believe I've had just about my fill of it. Any more shenanigans and there will be fisticuffs. Carry on then.
Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Oh, I actually do like all of those songs.
I don't believe it.
Come on, Bland. Wow, Bland has been on fire with the insults today.
He was a little unrealistic or unoriginal, I should say, because he used queers twice.
Come on, Bland. We don't have to work with that. Anyway, that was just Agoraphobic Nosebleed with my favorite sample in any song ever.
Is that from Reefer Madness, that clip?
Is that? I don't know. Let's
eat drugs. They have to eat drugs before they can play.
There we go.
A single note unless they eat drugs first.
Good stuff. And before Agoraphobic Nosebleed was Worm Rots And before them was Born of Osiris. Before them, Lamb of God. And, of course, we started everything off with On Earth. And we are back. And, of course, Jenny is sitting in with us today.
And Jenny has a story to tell us.
Jenny did not have a good day at work today. She had to leave early.
Yeah,
Jenny,
I got
tell us about it.
By this little 70-pound kid who literally flung his body into me. Jeez. And I went crashing into a table behind me and fell
just
on my
to,
phone.
Just to give a little backstory, Jenny is a teacher, and you work with, like, special ed students, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, all the, what are you, like, high school, but most of the kids are, like,
no, junior high school.
Junior high.
Yeah, middle school. This kid was little.
But since they're all retarded, they're all, like, linebackers because they're, like, 18 years old.
Yeah, they are, but this kid was just, I mean, I'm, like, nothing but a pile of mush anyway. I mean, you just push me and I fall. I'm fragile.
Where did he, like, where was the contact? What part of him, what part of you?
I can't even, honestly, it was just like, I wouldn't even know where to tell you because it was just like a full-on whooshing of my body.
But did he, like, hit you on the side, from the back, from the front?
Yeah, from the front. Like, from the front, left front side.
I actually believe I have some audio from... I have some audio from right before the accident happened of the kid talking to his friends. Would you guys like to hear it?
Sure.
Hey, watch me crash into our teacher's tits and get a feel.
He actually didn't even crash into them. And if you would, I mean, be smart about it, if he was going to crash into my tits, I wouldn't have fell backwards. He would have fell backwards.
Right.
He would have bounced off.
Yeah. Jenny's tits are the immovable object.
Jenny's tits are that thing that Super Mario used to jump on to fly 19 feet in the air, that spring. He would have gone into the next county school. He would have just landed in another desk and started
tits
learning.
Tits are a warp zone.
So what happened after that?
So I got up, and I definitely felt my back. And I was like, motherfucker, like... I can't go a week without something happening.
What happened last
week? I don't know. Something always happens. I'm sick or my back is out or my asthma's acting up or I'm just, you know, some lazy and I don't want
to
get
sick. Sick.
Yeah.
Fall into that umbrella.
Sid, why'd you just have to run into her tits?
I always hurt. I hurt myself very easily.
We have some audio from just before Sid ran into Jenny's tits. Do you want to hear it? Hey, this is Sid. I'm about to run into Jenny's tits to grab a feel.
Oh, so nonchalant about it. She never knew it was intentional.
Yeah, how'd she not hear that? You were sitting right here. Maybe she wanted you to do that. She was asking for it. Look how she's dressed.
Exactly. So, Jenny, and your back was injured because of this?
So, yeah, so I got up, and I'm like, oh, and I feel it, and my face is getting red, and I could feel myself starting to cry from the pain, and I'm just trying to hold it together. And the kid goes in there and says...
In where?
Into the lunchroom, back into the room, and goes, that's why teachers shouldn't get in the way.
Wow.
And I started, I'm like, I'm going to get you, I'm ready. I went nuts. Yeah. And I was so mad, and I was just like, my back. And then I just felt my back starting to clench up, and it just is killing me now. So, yeah, I'm on a lot of medicine, but I shouldn't be, and I've been laying down most of the day.
By medicine, do you mean marijuana?
No, I mean...
Beyond marijuana.
Yeah, like muscle relaxers, because it really hurts.
Serious stuff here, folks.
So, Rob, now would be the time to try anal with her.
No!
What?
No,
she's already...
No!
She was about to hit Rob for something.
What the hell?
That was great.
No, no,
she
I meant Jenny with the strap on.
Oh, okay.
Rob.
No,
oh,
my
what?
Back hurts.
That's why she doesn't want to fuck you with the strap on, because her back hurts.
It's always something, right?
No, not because you don't deserve it, because her back is
He's been a good boy.
Well, that's nice. If you want to have sex with Jenny, just give us a call.
Or Rob.
Not give us a call.
Well, they can give us a call. It doesn't mean you're going to have sex with them.
Number is 646-929-1357.
It's not like we're advertising that you're going to have sex with a caller.
Yeah. And last week on the show, we played a little Bangs.
Oh, yeah.
For you, the musician. Of course, he was the one that... Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, you can talk over the...
Well, I mean, this guy is a YouTube sensation. And honestly, he is totally having the last laugh. In that he just really... He put out a new song. He put out a new song today, and it's Hi Haters.
And it sounds exactly like...
Yeah.
Isn't that already a song?
I thought it was, too.
I think so.
Well, either way...
Well, the way he pronounces it, it sounds like a completely different song anyway. It sounds like Heil Hitler.
Yeah. Here we go. It's loading.
Your boy Bangs. Heil Hitler. This is your boy.
Hi, Hitler. How you doing? Long time no see.
Hi Hitler.
Yeah. Hi Hitler, how you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you...
Aw, stupid YouTube. Load it.
I love it.
Jenny was all pumping her fists in the air and shit. She was doing the Heil Hitler gesture. Heil Hitler. Everybody, why you like Hitler so much?
How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you hit on me, the more that I do my thing. Hi, Mira. How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you hit on me, the more that I do my thing.
Hi, Mira.
Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler. And the first thing that I think of when I hear this is that, like, there's a difference between, like, having legitimate haters, like people that are jealous, and then, like, people that just hate your shitty music.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he should not be complaining about haters, because mostly they're just rejecting his crap. It's not like he's so good that they're all jealous.
But if he acknowledged that his music was shitty, then he would have already stopped doing it.
I guess, clearly he
thinks it's awesome.
I mean, he does get like 9 billion views on his videos, but I mean...
Yeah, this video has been up for a week and it already has 25,000 views.
There's no longer a difference between fame and infamy.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing.
Take It to the Movies has over 5 million views.
But it's like people sending it around to their friends because they can't believe how shitty it is.
It promotes the economy.
It doesn't
matter. I know.
There's still an ad on it.
I know.
It still makes money.
No, I understand that, but I mean, I'm just saying his reaction to it is funny, like aware of that. Like, for example, William Hung, I think, knows that he sucks.
Well, you know what it is? I think his point of view is like, you know what? I don't care. Like, this is what I want to do.
Right.
So, hi, hater.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. You can Heil Hitler all you want, but this is my thing, and it's working.
Didn't he have an ad you showed me? Like, he did a Toyota ad.
Commercial for Honda.
Honda.
I don't understand how this is possible, but he's in a fucking commercial.
Do you think he's going to lose his endorsements when they find out that he's singing Heil Hitler in a song?
I hope so.
I hope Bangs does well. I want him to make more songs like on a Casio beat that he
does. He's like the AC/DC of hip-hop.
Yeah.
The beat is always the same.
Rap. Can you pack into a jazz?
It's just him and a bunch of models cramming into a small car.
By the way, Super Nintendo Chalmers pointed out to me that the Japanese were allied with the Nazis in World War II. So they would probably like that he said Heil Hitler.
Oh, that's true.
How much rap?
Good point.
Pack into a jazz.
A lot.
And then he performs at the end of the commercial.
Yeah. Your boy Ben.
I'm driving in a Toyota. I mean Honda, my bad.
Baby, it got magic seat and the light. But there's nowhere else you like. 10 cups, hollers in the car. So you drink, be by your side, never far.
This is legitimate. Like what?
So much space. On the lot of floor, on the gas, it's whether you like
movie
tickets, well, cash money. In all fairness, like, I feel like the joke is Honda saying, like, they're putting a shitty rapper in a commercial.
It's like, hey, we go on the internet, we know,
it's
we're
like
with it.
Cynical marketing thing. It's not like they're saying Bangs is a great rapper.
No.
No,
he's probably just a lot cheaper than an actual great rapper.
Yeah.
But still getting paid a nice chunk of change. Of
right.
Course.
So
yeah.
You can make more Heil Hitler songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I hear the Heil Hitler song again, please?
Stand by.
Okay.
Hitler was a hater.
Yeah.
So it does make sense.
Heil Hitler. I love how you throw juice in the
Heil
oven.
Hitler. Hi, Hitler.
How you doing?
Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
Heil Hitler. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you're hating on me, the more that I do my thing.
Als unsere Partei gerade 7 Mann hoch war.
Heil Hitler.
I know you hit
him. Super Nintendo Chalmers brings up a good point. He says that he says Hitler was the ultimate hater.
Yeah,
it's true.
Very hard to hate more than Hitler.
This is the remix, by the way.
DJ Hitler.
Yeah. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
He was actually asking, though, because there's a lot of Jews that live in Brooklyn.
Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler.
Get into it.
Can we make that a drop? It's Rob singing Hi, Hitler. What I want to do is make that a drop and then crank call Rob's parents, play that on a loop.
Rob, what has happened to you? Hi, Robert. You're supporting the Hitler?
Show Hitler respect.
Mom, I just wanted to play you this great clip of a speech that I found. I don't know who's speaking, but it's so motivational.
Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler.
There's some shenanigans going on with the joint over there. I'm very distracted.
I just dropped the J, a roach that Jenny was passing.
Don't be scared of it.
I just don't see it. My sense of depth is off. Oh, he loves his hate. Oh, this is his buddy.
Oh, this is like the guest rapper?
Yeah, this is the main song.
Information in reality, you dead, bro. I'm a king or a VIP. Everybody know me. You got a little camera.
There's actually another guest rapper on this. Hold on. Fast forward. Oh, here it comes.
Whoa, dope rhyme.
Jenny, which one of these rappers is the one that crashed into your boobs today?
DJ Copperfield. David Copperfield.
That's probably like a porn star that we just haven't heard of or something. Or like a DJ at a strip club.
DJ David Copperfield.
That's too good to have it have just been invented right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's so brilliant that it must have already been used.
So Bangs, check Bangs out on the internet.
Bangs will be on the Mayhem Fest this summer.
Be touring with Hitler. That's when they meet in the backstage area. He goes, "Hi, Hitler.
How you doing?"
I just did a search for David Copperfield, and there's a YouTube clip for David Copperfield, Perverted Street Magician.
Play that.
So it does exist.
Let's see.
Jenny, have you ever fallen prey to that guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's a couple entries on Urban Dictionary.
And seventh grade boys.
David Copperfield is a perverted magician who cops a feel while performing a magic trick on you.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Oh, I just saw a picture of the little kid that tackled Jenny.
Oh,
what does he look like?
Why do you have a picture?
He just looks like a regular kid. Here it is.
Which one?
The one
with
in
the blue
jersey.
Shirt. Yeah.
You know what the word, Jenny, you were telling me today that one of the kid's mothers like went to you and was like, "I'm over it."
Yeah.
I love that there's two security guards in the picture. Like at all times.
Wow, is this true? Someone in the chat said Michael Jordan refused to take a picture with Chameleonaire, saying, "I'm not taking a picture with that." I assume that's the N-word. That's
really?
Yeah.
I'd like Super Nintendo Chalmers to call in and give us the backstory of this.
Yeah, tell us that. I'm curious, because I am on the record as believing that Michael Jordan is one of the world's biggest pricks.
I don't doubt it.
In history.
Oh, why do you say that?
Just because I feel that he takes advantage of young, poor black kids by selling them like $290 sneakers.
I don't think that he's specifically taking advantage, but he's complicit in it, for sure.
No, I think he's, I mean, first of all, Michael Jordan gets 60 cents on every dollar that Nike profits.
Yeah, but doesn't he also
everything, not just shoes, everything.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
What? Doesn't he also have, like, a Kmart line or something, too?
Haynes, he does Haynes.
Yeah, yeah, but he's just a full pitchman for that.
But the reason...
Shoes I'm talking about.
Is there Jordans? I don't know. What else?
The reason I don't like him is because of that old Jesse Helms quote that he had back in the day.
What was it?
Well, he's from North Carolina, mm-hmm. and Jesse Helms was one of the worst senators
right.
in the history of the world, one of the most right-wing, racist, homophobic pieces of shit ever. So he was a campaign year, and whoever the Democratic candidate was wanted Michael Jordan to endorse him or speak at one of his rallies or something. And Michael Jordan refused, and the reason was, hey, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Ugh.
Which, I mean, really, that says it all.
He is such a scumbag. But, like,
he's probably Republican also.
Our friend Jeff that passed away used to work at Nike, and he told me stories about he would go into, like, a meeting, and they would have, like, spreadsheets for, you know, whatever, for, you know, Excel files that they would name them, like, Nigger 1 and Nigger 2. And, like, they would have – or they would have – what's the guy's name? Knight?
Kind of,
Phil Knight would come in and visit their office. And he would – he told me this story. He came in one time and looked at their sales figures on the wall, and they were great, obviously. And he just goes, I love black people. You know, this is the CEO of the company, like, being openly racist.
Well, I don't know if that's racist. That's just him knowing who his market is.
Well, it's still fucked up to say in front of an office, though. And they would also, like...
I'm guessing he probably looked around and made sure there weren't actually black people in the room before he said it.
I'm not sure he gives a fuck, really.
I guess when you own Nike, what the fuck does it matter?
But the other thing he told me was that... he told me they used to release their shoes, like, coordinate the shoe releases... with the day welfare checks come out. Like, if they, for some reason, the first of the month would be on a Sunday, they'd wait and let it be after the day the actual checks come out. I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Corporations are fucking cold-blooded.
Yeah, it's all about the bottom line.
They research every single thing to death.
But Michael Jordan, you know, could really stop a lot of that shit. Or at least, you know, he could improve the conditions of how the shoes are made and all that stuff.
Meanwhile, the only athlete who really did something like that was friggin' lunatic Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, but I applaud him for that. Because
what did he do?
He had those sneakers that they sold. What shoe store was it? It was like one of those like lower end. It wasn't at Foot. He had Starberry sneakers.
Foot Action? Like,
no. It was like people's names or something.
I don't remember. But he...
And they were like $25 or $20 for basically the same quality shoe as... the other kind.
I think they spent a whole day when the shoes came out giving them away to like 150.
Yeah, in Coney Island, where he's from.
They just gave people shoes.
But he's crazy, so nobody cared. That's also the real thing is, and like Shaq, I think, had like shoes at Payless back in the day, too.
Yeah, I had Shaq's.
But
sneakers.
As great as it is, the target audience, which is inner city youth, would never wear those shoes because it's not cool because of how cheap they are.
Yeah.
That's it. So.
It's true.
No matter how great the intentions are, it's never happening.
Well, that's partly because of Michael Jordan, too, by making $250 shoes popular.
But that's the only reason that they're popular is because they're worth $250. Like, that's what's absurd about it.
It's the chicken or the egg kind of thing, because, I mean, hip-hop in general is all about, look at all the expensive shit that I got.
Right, that's true.
Now, yeah. It wasn't that much that way when Air Jordans first came out.
Right.
So... did that sort of start the ball rolling?
And they're so gaudy,
yeah.
Jordans, I feel like. But I guess hip-hop culture is gaudy. Look at us talking about hip-hop on Metal Injection.
So what? We can talk about whatever we want.
It's a very interesting socioeconomic discussion we're having.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where's Shlomo to weigh in on this, or Pizza Destroyer?
We need some fart jokes.
Yeah. No, I just don't like buying Nike sneakers, and I feel like I could never, ever buy Nike sneakers, because when our friend Jeff did work at Nike, I would... give him so much shit for working for the devil, and he would totally take it in stride. And his only comeback was always like, "Oh, like you don't wear Nike." I'm like, "Dude, I will never, ever wear Nike." So now I have to stick by that idea.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
if I do see a nice pair of, you know, Nike Dunks, and they're only like 60, $70. I'll go for it. I'm not going to spend $200 on,
right.
on Nike. But I don't really get it. Like, Nikes are just as comfortable as any other, like Reebok or Adidas
New
or
Balance.
Puma. Yeah, New Balance, I feel, are the most comfortable sneakers,
yeah.
but also the least fashionable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I found some really good-looking ones.
You're Mr. Mm-hmm. Fashion over here.
How about Fava?
Does that place still exist?
I think Fava.
Stride Right?
Yeah, Stride Right is still
exist. Fila? Fila sneakers?
Fila's,
Fila's
like pretty... They're not...
Fila
PK? I think
British
Fila's making a comeback now. It's,
are they?
It's great. I haven't seen any Fila...
Puma?
Clothing. I like Puma.
Vans?
Vans is all right.
Airwalk? Does Airwalk still exist?
I think so, yeah.
How about Pony?
Pony?
Piss on New York.
Pretty sure that's...
Skechers?
Yeah.
I have Skechers at home.
Doc Martens.
Are we just...
Yeah.
Yeah, random.
We're like the
names.
Red Gourd guy, just yeah, shouting things out.
Can I have a pair of Converse Chuck Taylors, please?
Converse!
Give me some Chuck Taylors!
Chuck Taylor! Give me some Chuck Taylor merch, please, so I can have things on my feet that protect my feet. That's what I need at the moment.
Oh, yeah, LA Gear, do you guys remember
LA
that?
Gear,
was that,
I remember
was that.
That.
LA Lights? Was that what it, LA Gear Lights?
If you tell any... us, Rob, you're the one that wore them.
I did.
Those were two different.
I was
things.
Like eight.
LA Lights.
You wore LA Gear were for girls.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No.
LA Gear was exclusively
no.
for girls.
There was definitely.
Jenny, back me up. Come on.
No.
No, they. But all right, it depends what you mean, because like mainly only girls would wear them, but they weren't.
No, they were. There
like
was
boys
that...
wouldn't wear them, but I'm they gonna... they made boys
my god.
Sneakers.
Oh my god,
Rob, I don't know.
Well, I'm taking
oh
your side.
Oh my god.
I'm on Rob's side and he's yelling at me.
No, there's totally masculine
yes,
sneakers.
There are.
Oh yeah, totally.
There no, well they are men's sneakers, but just it wasn't popular
oh,
with boys.
Those are really masculine. Please go back one page.
Yeah, there's look there with the hot pink.
Yeah, and, or the ones with glitter.
Yeah.
Which ones are the more masculine?
Okay, the leather strapped ones are not the ones, Jenny.
The ones that say diva?
Those are the ones Jenny's gonna make you wear. Love pink.
Wow.
Let me see.
That's a, yeah, that's something.
All
it's
just, right.
It's an S&M.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
S&M,
it's like a studded leather sneaker.
That those shoes come with a fake Freddie Mercury mustache. So have fun, Rob.
Yes.
Look,
Hollywood.
These, oh, my God.
These are for dudes, right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
yeah.
gay. Very gay.
Yeah. The shoes with the lights. There were definitely shoes with lights, right? With the lights on the bottom of them. Come
yeah,
on,
that's
people.
LA Lights.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was talking about. That's
kids,
what
yeah.
kids in Moscow in 18.
I was not born in Moscow.
1985.
Not 1918. I was born in Brooklyn.
In 1918.
Where's the fucking birth certificate, huh?
Yeah, Barack.
Still waiting.
It's at my parents' house.
Yeah, Barack Pasvani.
Yeah.
The
I was right all along. You are an Arab.
You son of a bitch.
That's you're why you can never be president.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're never going to be president.
Oh, yeah, because of that. Not because my blood is like 92% marijuana.
Hey, work for Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
he didn't inhale.
Yeah.
Can you get a little sound effect of like crashing when I flub my lines because I do it so often?
Yeah.
That was nice. Oh! Too far. Vinnie Paul gives that sound effect a thumbs up.
Vinnie Paul was not totally disgusted by that sound effect.
Vinnie Paul!
Vinnie Paul has never heard the live cast and therefore doesn't hate it.
Vinnie Paul!
Vinnie Paul exists, so watch the metal injection.
Radio show.
Hell yeah, Cass.
Hell yeah.
I think this reminds me of the...
Shut up. This reminds me of the what is it? The Juggalo Fest thing.
Come oh, on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Gathering.
Vinnie Paul will be at the Gathering. Yeah.
Vinnie Paul gives the Gathering a thumbs
up. Vinnie Paul once drove within 3.5 miles of the General. So be there.
Vinnie Paul does not know how magnets work.
And neither should you. Don't check Wikipedia. Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul. Let's just end the show on saying Vinnie Paul Electric Time.
9 minutes.
Uh-oh. 9 minutes of Vinnie Paul. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. You have 9 minutes to call us and to entertain us.
I had something, actually. This video that appears to be cum-eating advice. I don't know where. I think it was in our email thread once.
Cum-eating advice?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find this.
What?
I guess it's just advice on how to eat cum.
Just going back to our previous topic.
Oh, I see. Sex advice. I like to eat my cum. Ask my
girl. I'm looking at a question right now written in by Annie Wally, and it's called About Sperm. Here's how it reads.
What is this from?
I'm fond of eating my own sperm.
It's just a little way to pause it. No, it's like this girl that does sex advice videos.
What does she look like?
She looks like she would be cute if she did... Like, if she did something with herself, but she looks like a real nerdy, like, she likes Harry Potter, you know? Like, with long hair, see? She's passable.
Yeah.
All right.
But listen, clearly she's up for it, if you know what I'm saying. So she's just talking about eating cum.
Let's hear this.
I want to know, what is the health benefits of sperm eating, and is sperm good for my skin? Please give me a perfect answer. Well,
that's what my boyfriend demanding. Told me. My boyfriend told me it's good for my skin.
This chick doesn't have Google?
Yes.
What chick? The chick in the video?
Whoever's writing this.
Well, I think
letter.
It's a dude. Isn't he saying he's eating his own cum?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a chick.
I'll look up this one a little bit, because I do know that sperm isn't necessarily bad to eat, but I didn't know if it was potentially beneficial. People always make jokes about teeth whitening because it puts white stuff all over your teeth, but nevertheless, that is not a side effect of consuming semen. However, there are, in fact, benefits to it. It depends on how often you do it, though. If you eat it on a regular basis, it's going to help you a lot more than if you just do it every
day. Jenny's getting disgusted. What, is it her voice or is the sperm?
No, just the sperm.
Are you really disgusted by sperm?
It's so gross. And it's not like I, you know.
What?
I take it like a man, but it's gross.
You take it like a man, meaning?
Gross. Like, I don't complain about it and... You know, if I like you, I'll do it once in a while as a little treat. But I...
And what do you do the rest of the time?
The rest of the time, it's a tissue, I think, right?
Yeah.
You make them... You don't like...
But, so you hold a dick and let it squirt into a tissue, or you spit it into a tissue after it's been in your mouth, or how does this work?
If it's in my mouth, it's going down my throat.
Okay. But then the rest of the time, what's the process?
Whatever. If it was a process, the same process every time... It wouldn't be good.
No, but I'm saying when it's not swallowed, what do you typically do?
Stomach.
It's usually somewhere.
Stomach. Right?
Wherever it lands.
Wow, you don't let the guy aim it somewhere?
Yeah, wherever he wants to aim it, I guess. I don't care.
You just like to be surprised.
I just don't hit my face or my hair and we're good.
The face is off out of bounds?
Absolutely not.
So if it's in the head area, it should just go in the mouth.
What if he misses and like half of it goes in
so
your
mouth? So wait, you'd rather have it in your mouth than on your face?
Yeah.
See, I don't like when girls swallow.
No, I would not like it in my mouth, but I don't want it on my face either. ew, it's gross.
I prefer to come in a girl's face and then have her swallow it.
Yeah, I don't want any cum on my
Why?
Face, thank you very much.
I don't know, it's like maybe a small fetish, I guess. I like to see it come out. Even if she doesn't let me come on her, it's fine.
I'm too, like, neat. Then I'd be like, I don't want to, like, where did it go? I don't want to lay down on this now.
Well, let her clean
very,
it.
It's
but if it gets on the sheets, then it
Change
seeps in.
Whatever.
That's too much work.
No,
just
you're
swallow
right.
it.
You're
it's,
right.
But
Following
it's just your
is
semen.
Much more efficient.
I still don't want to sleep on it.
Yeah,
it'll dry up.
I
you sleep on
Sid.
Your semen, you sleep on wet
yeah.
spots, you fucking pig.
No.
All right, then.
I agree with Sid. I don't want
to. But also, you could change your sheets.
Yeah.
But that's too much effort when the girl could just swallow it and it's not an issue.
I guess. But I'm not
ew.
Thinking practically.
Ew, like,
I always think practically.
Ew.
I'd rather
what?
Do...
Swallow a load of your own cum. Not just a little taste, a shot
no.
of it.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
no.
What, we don't like things that girls like.
So
I get pussy juice in my mouth. I go down
pussy,
for such a long time that I get more juice in my mouth than cum for the girl.
What?
Is... About 1,000 times better tasting.
How do you know?
Isn't
it
a person to person basis?
You tasted yours or another girl?
I tasted mine.
Tasted how have you tasted your pussy juice? How did the juice get from your vagina into your mouth?
My fingers or other people's fingers or other people's fingers. Mouths after being down there
can I ask you
lots of stuff.
Can I ask you this? Like a plunger, you're gonna get splintered then.
No, the other end.
Oh, the other end went in? Jesus. I was gonna ask you
one of the Benoit balls fell in and she was trying to plunge it out.
Get out! I don't use Benoit balls.
Well, not anymore after that incident.
Yeah, who would? I wanted to ask you.
Hang you from the rafters.
Have you ever? Maybe your pussy juice just tastes inordinately good. Maybe like, have you ever tasted another?
Darren, taste test right now.
Oh,
Rob and Jenny's pussy.
Jenny's like a sister to me.
Wait, what?
Eat her vagina.
She's eating my pussy tonight. Thank you very much.
I never said that. No, you can just
wipe it on
your fingers and then let Darren
no
lick.
No pussy tasting. Thank you very much.
No, not even any contact. Just wipe it on a napkin.
It's like a tasting course.
I'll sniff. I'll just sniff. How
pussy
about
sniffing. Can
it's
we
like,
just sniff
like
your
a
pussy?
Wine tasting.
Just one little lick.
He won't even swallow. He'll
come here, lick
it
my snatch.
Spit it out.
Just one.
But seriously, maybe another. Have you tasted another girl's vagina juice?
I have.
Okay, directly. Wow, this is an exclusive.
I don't know if it's an exclusive.
I know. I didn't know that you've been with girls.
Well, you don't know lots of stuff.
Was it Noah?
Here we are on the air. Tell us.
Was it Noah?
No, absolutely not. She's like a sister to me.
I agree.
So was it your sister? She's like a
Noah
to you.
She's like a Noah to me.
Yeah. So who was it?
She's like a really good friend.
Was it anyone we know?
No.
Marina?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to see if you've ever met her, but I don't think so.
Oh, this was so it was only one time.
No, I'm saying like a person that you would know.
How
long ago was it?
Not very long ago.
2 years ago or shorter?
Now, how many have
shorter.
You been with?
Oh.
How many women? Dozen?
Four?
Whoa.
Wow.
Is it bad that I've been with more women than Rob has?
Oh.
Whoa.
Is that true? Rob, is that true? I honestly don't know how many.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That sadly is true.
How many? Two or three? One? We know it's not one.
The saddest part is that two of the women she's been with are the women you've been with right
no,
after.
Did you taste her pussy juice on the girl?
That's what that was.
When you kissed her?
That's what that was.
It was delicious.
Don't be gross.
I know it's, well, I know of two girls that you slept with, so is it two or three? Okay.
Wow.
So, four girls. Mm-hmm. What are you sorry for? Enjoy
yourself. It's not. It's good.
Rob is selective, that's all.
That's right. I'm a whore.
How many men have you slept with?
Only
intercourse.
Only
intercourse. He was talking to Rob.
Oh.
Oh!
Also,
I tell you guys, I would have to, like, I don't know.
Do you have to go like
under 10?
Do you need an abacus for this?
No, under 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even say, I don't think over 10 would be slutty or anything.
I don't have that time. Trust me, if I had the time to make it up, I would.
Yeah. So where did you find these girls?
The first one was a friend of a chick that I knew. Into me, and she was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Dated a little bit.
How did it start, though? You dated like a relationship, like or just
no, not really a relationship. Like we went out a couple times. We went to dinner and you know like hung out a couple times. But but then just got to the fucking and that's it.
So it was just a fuck buddy situation.
Yeah, I guess so. Like we would go out.
But would you ever entertain the idea of having a girlfriend?
Nah.
Yeah.
Too much work.
So the second one, how'd you meet the second one?
The second one, I went with one of my friends to a strip club, and he was trying to pick up one of the cocktail waitresses. And then at the end of the night, she gave me her number. And he was so pissed off.
Wow. Did he comment on it? What did he say?
He was like, no, he just kept asking.
Mm-hmm.
Third one.
How'd the third one go?
The third one was...
We're going to a third hour, by the way. I'm just letting you
know. A chick in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, that second girl was horrendous.
Really? What about
her? And it was like one day and it was over.
Did she smell?
No, yeah, she just wasn't... She was black.
Yeah.
And she just won.
Darren, watch out. She's on your turf now.
Hey.
Wait.
I think I might have tasted Jenny's
two
vaginal juice.
Two out of the four chicks that I have been with are African-American, and by far the white chicks had better pussies than the black girls.
And better defined how? Smell or shape, size?
Smell and taste.
Oh, okay. Interesting. How about the aesthetics of it? Do they look nicer?
I don't think a pussy's attractive. I really don't. I find it disgusting.
I don't agree with you, but I think many of them look disgusting, but a good one looks really hot.
What, like a tiny little meat one?
No, it doesn't have to be tiny.
You like a little roast beef showing?
No, the roast beef that dangles, I hate that. That's disgusting.
Daniel.
You don't like the outies.
I showed you a picture of a girl who sent me a vagina picture, and it's like a perfect vagina.
Let me see it.
It's on my external hard drive. I don't have it on my...
Oh.
When I go home, I'll when I hook up my external hard
drive...
Yeah,
post it on your Facebook wall.
No,
so.
I understand what you mean. Like, there's cute little pussies, but I can't. Most of the pussies out there are not attractive, and it's just like, whatever, it's a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one uglier than the other one?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're all
quite,
ugly.
Quite. No, there's a vast spectrum of...
Listen, if it was, like, ew, there was no way I would be going there.
You ever see Blue Waffle? That's pretty bad.
No, I don't want to see it. Thank you, though. Thank you.
So tell us about the Vegas one.
The Vegas one was just some chick.
Did you check her slots out? Did you gamble on her slots?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really go down on her. I just, like, fingered her and shit.
And number four?
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to stay on number three for a second. So when you finger the girl, is it like, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. Like, is it sensual lovemaking, or do you jackhammer her with your finger?
No, it's never, with girls, it's never been sensual lovemaking.
Really? You
love
just
making.
Bang the, what do you do? Strap, any toys going on?
One.
Yeah. Did you strap on, or you just used it as a tool?
Both.
Wow.
Ah.
That's interesting. I always wonder about that, because, like, you don't seem like someone who would be the aggressive one of the girls. I feel like you...
Really?
Yeah. Like,
you're the butch when you're with a girl?
I don't think I'm the...
Well, she's thinking.
No, I'm not the butch, but I'm definitely the one calling the shot.
Uh-huh.
So if I don't want to do anything, I'm not doing anything, but I'm telling her... what I want.
I'd like to report something that's going on in the chat now. I've never seen a pic of Jenny. Is she hot? And Ross Gnarly says, at 38H, it doesn't matter if she's hot.
Thanks.
Well, he didn't say you're not hot. He
I'm
just,
like, all right.
He just said it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So who's number four? Is it Rob's sister?
No, it's a friend of mine.
She might be. You don't know his sister, do you?
Oh, God.
Man, how would you feel, Rob? At least you can't get pregnant that way.
Yeah, you should be
I don't
happy.
Care. Whatever so, my sister... I'm not like...
You always complain about the douchey guys that she messes with, so... like.
True. I don't think Jenny is douchey at all, so...
Right. That'd be a plus.
I support
Have you ever douched, Jenny?
Yeah.
So she is sort of douchey. Technically.
In the literal way.
Yeah.
Her personality isn't douchey.
True.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can we take
but
calls?
I think this is far more entertaining.
Oh, okay.
Than caller.
So yeah.
Okay, we can take the call.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, she's a friend of mine.
I think
That's
this
it.
Is Pizza Destroyer. Pizza, is that you?
Yeah. It is.
I knew it. What's up, Pizza Destroyer? How do you feel about all this Jenny talk?
It's kind of arousing.
Ew.
Do you have like half a chub?
Not really, but I mean, I'm just being honest. It's kind of sexy.
It's kind of sexy?
Yeah. I don't have anything to talk about. Sid just encouraged me to call, so I did.
Thank you.
Oh, so you just do whatever Sid says?
We're getting a little slice of pizza. That's what this is. Can we make like a little sounder every time he calls? And now, a slice of pizza. A little slice of
Oh, if you do that, I'm leaving.
Have you ever seen a show called Community?
Yeah.
Rob's trying to get me to watch that show.
It's really good. But there's like this this ridiculous Asian Spanish teacher. Like, he's an Asian guy, but he teaches Spanish.
And drum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's just like, he's like talking to his students. He's like, Is there?
Don't point it. Rob hasn't seen all of the second season.
I'm like pretty much done. I have like 3 episodes.
Oh, by the way, his name's Senior Chang. But he's like, is there any room in this pocket for a little spare Chang? And I don't know.
He makes puns off of Chang and change.
Yeah.
It probably comes off a lot funnier on the show.
Yeah, definitely. All right, anything else, Pizza?
I found a very interesting YouTube video the other day. It's a user named JesusOphile. And he pretends to be a radical Christian. And the video is just called Picture This. And it's just him talking for 25 seconds. And he says, picture this. A severely mentally challenged 13-year-old boy crying. A cloud rests his half-erect penis on the boy's shoulder. He is also crying. Around them, dog's blood and feathers. Now tell me there's no God. And
that's great. Thanks for calling it, Peter.
And that exact tone of voice, too. He's from the...
Oh.
Snuffed out in his prime. And
so
that
Jenny,
was
yeah.
a slice of pizza.
Did we talk about number 4?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Yeah, a friend.
It was a friend. I think maybe you met her, actually. Huh? Have you ever...
So it is Noah.
Say it. Say
no,
it. She's not listening.
Noah.
Say it.
Is there any...
Katrina?
Katrina?
Met
her?
Katrina? No.
Is she on your Facebook? I'm going to go on your Facebook and find her now.
Please.
She's not on my Facebook.
Lies. Go look, Sid.
She's really not.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Well,
were, all of,
been
were all of them hot?
Yeah. I have standards.
For your women.
But definitely the pussies on the white chicks were definitely better than on the black chicks.
But isn't that because you're also kind of racist?
No, I am not. Okay.
She slept with half of the girls she slept with were black.
I'm obviously kidding. Come on.
I'm just getting fake outrage.
I say a lot of racist remarks, but
it's true.
I'm really
do
not
you?
Racist.
What would be one of them?
Well, every now and then she does call pedestrians while she's in the car her little nigglets.
Oh, really?
I said it, Jenny.
An endearing.
She means it in an endearing way,
yeah.
But it's mildly racist. it's endearingly racist.
I love them.
Jenny, you're the next Chris Rock.
I love black people, but I hate nigglets.
No, she especially loves the nigglets.
I do.
Oh,
I love them.
Jenny,
they're adorable.
You're a shock.
I have
shock.
To tell you, when the white kids come in, I'm really nasty to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you expect better?
Annoying.
No.
In what way?
First of all, the white kids that come are all psychotic. Mm-hmm. So I tell my regular kids.
So you're saying black kids, they just have rage. White kids have problems in the head.
Yeah, like there's no reason for them to be acting up.
I see.
You know?
So what reason is there for the black kids to be acting
oppression.
Up? What are you trying to
they
say?
Don't have parenting.
And the white kids do? Just because they're white?
Well, some of them do.
And the rest?
Most of them are crazy.
Well,
don't entertain Sid. He's just trying
no,
to make
I know.
Your
he
ass
really,
be racist.
He's been up my ass all day long.
What does it taste like, Sid?
Another girl's vagina?
Basically, yeah. It tastes like number 3.
So have you ever scissor fucked with your lady friend?
No, that's fucking gay.
How about tripping? Yeah, you wouldn't want to be gay when you're sleeping with someone from the same sex. That's disgusting.
Like, if a girl brought it up, you'd be like, ew, don't be a faggot.
Yeah. Yeah, this was that scene from Boondock Saints, remember? Willem Dafoe is like a gay police officer, and you see him in bed with his lover or whatever, and the guy goes like, he says something, and he's like, don't talk to me that way, you little faggot. What? You just had sex with a man.
Have you ever eaten a girl's ass out?
No, that's filthy.
Has a girl ever eaten your ass out?
And that's not filthy?
Are you have you ever care? Eaten a guy's ass out?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
okay.
But I made him wash.
Wait,
like,
wait. So you're willing to eat a guy's ass out but not a girl's?
No, because the girls were never like a it was like, you know.
You didn't know where their assholes been.
She only does that when she's in love, I'm assuming.
No.
You know, I mean,
I don't blame you. I wouldn't, listen. Girl,
and I'm also not a lesbian. Like, I've dabbled, but
right.
I'm not bisexual.
No.
I I find
well,
attractive.
You are by definition bisexual.
Okay, so I slept with some
she's by definition and bisexual.
But it was always, you know, I would never pick a woman over a man to be with.
Yeah, ultimately you love the cock.
I like men.
She doesn't love
so you
cock.
Don't love the cock.
She likes men
like,
without
I don't
cocks.
I like saying that. That's filthy.
That's unladylike.
Yeah.
Jenny loves the cock. Yeah.
What would be the ladylike
like
way to say that?
Yeah.
Man.
You just talked about eating asshole. You can't say you like cock.
I do. I mean, I like a nice dick.
Any kind of dick? What would be nice for you?
A good one. A working, working one.
Or like a girthy one?
No, I mean, girth is okay.
Right now, Rob, show your dick. Let's get a review.
No.
Come on. You wouldn't, if Rob disrobed in front of you right now, you wouldn't give us a review of his
first
cock?
First of all, I'm not wearing a robe.
Not be very happy. I wouldn't be happy. There would be a lot of lecturing going on.
Her back.
And I mean, if she really wants me to, I would give an assessment.
Yes,
really
Rob, come
nice.
On.
No.
Come on. The ultimate sacrifice for the show.
No.
Whip your dick out for Jenny.
No.
You can turn your back to her. I've seen your butt before. Your
it's
pants
nice.
Are half
it's
down
nice
all the time,
though,
so
right?
It's
my
nothing
butt.
To you.
I have
just
to say
turn
I'm not
around.
For this.
No.
Come on.
What are you doing? Why doesn't she assess your dick?
Because you're sitting right next to her.
It's fine. I mean, like, we should all have a look so that
my
we
dick
can
does my dick is already locked up. It doesn't need assessment. Yours, you could put in.
What does that
mean? You could go on OkCupid and put a blurb from Jenny about your dick now.
I could quote her.
Yeah. Vinnie Paul Rob's penis isn't totally disgusting.
I love that we all had that same
sauce
in the joke.
Vinnie Paul likes Rob's penis.
Vinnie Paul!
But Jenny doesn't.
No, I like penis.
Okay. By Charles Schulz.
No, I like penis.
She likes Peanuts, the comic strip. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Whatever, they all have their good points and bad points.
The penises?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob, come on, show your bad points.
I'm not.
Come on.
Stop.
Rob,
can I just say, if this happens, I don't want to be in the room.
I don't want to be in the room with
you
either.
Say that
I don't
now,
want to
Darren.
Be there either.
I really don't.
First
you
of all,
you will regret it for the rest of your
happen.
Life.
We can
it's not happen.
We can talk about it on the air after it
Noah
happens.
Would be so pissed off
that she wasn't in the room.
Missed it?
No, that Rob's penis was out in the living room.
Oh, that's
well,
true.
It's been out in her bathroom, I assume, multiple
it's
times.
Different.
Do you ever put your dick in her soap dish, Rob?
No.
Because she washes her pussy with that, so it's almost like fucking her.
Ew.
Oh. Think about it, Rob.
Ew.
Dick in the soap dish before you leave tonight.
Well, let's go check Rob's live journal and see if he ever did that. One day, I was at Noah's house. And that biznatch was not in. I went to the bathroom.
Ass that day.
Let's not
Mr.
talk about
Robert.
My ass, okay? About that.
Vinnie Paul loves Rob's ass.
Stop it.
Vinnie Paul left 3 pubic hairs on Noah's soap.
That's not much considering how hairy he is.
Top that, Robba. Right now. Reach in there.
No!
Vinnie
Leave a
Paul.
Peanut butter pillow.
Vinnie Paul used Noah's moisturizer without telling her.
Vinnie Paul came in Jenny's mouth.
No!
Oh!
You went too far.
How'd
around.
It taste?
Pull back. Vinnie Paul came on Jenny's tits.
Jenny just
Pull
gave
back.
Rob a purple nurple.
How could you miss? Wow. They're Jenny, really fighting. Me. Holy shit.
Stop it, Jenny.
It's like a fucking MMA match going on here.
Jenny's mouth is wide open.
Go for it, Rob.
Time for that penis.
She doesn't do that for just anybody. Jenny, measure Rob's cock with your tonsils. Go.
It didn't reach that far.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
It's like
I can still talk.
This is an audio broadcast, but my penis is still in my pants.
Okay,
people.
Jenny's mouth is like a graduated cylinder. It has little marks on it to measure how big your cock is.
Listen, less penis has been in my mouth than in my vagina.
I thought you were going to say that anyone in the room.
That too.
Things have gotten silly.
Really?
In the last
no, I think more here. Penises have been in your mouth than any of our mouths. I've never had a penis in my mouth.
Nope.
I would suck my own penis if it was more athletic. I don't think
if the penis was more athletic.
I know somebody that can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So how do they, like, I've always wondered, like, what does it feel like to suck your own dick? Like, you know you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you still get the pleasure out of it?
Of course, why not? You'd feel, like, what difference does it make whose mouth is on it? You'd feel it.
It seems like so much work.
Ugh.
I saw a video of a guy doing it. Ron Jeremy did it. He laid on his back and put his legs back over his head. And he's fat and gross, but his dick is big enough to reach to his mouth.
See, the
he's very short. Yeah. Squat.
This one guy that was really good at it, he like put his arms underneath his tushy and like,
tushy.
Like and then like bent over.
How much of it could he get in his mouth?
All of it.
I love how
and there was a whole lot of it to
he
get in there.
He deep throated himself?
Yeah. And he had like a like an 11-inch penis.
I don't want to change the subject, but I love how you talk about the most disgusting things and then use 3-year-old names for everything while you're doing it. He put his pee-pee in his mouth, and his tushy was off the floor.
And then he put some toys in his tushy.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, he really liked, like, big, gigantic dildos in his ass, too.
Do we have his name?
Mark.
Oh, Mark.
And then
shame
he ate my
you.
Hoo-hoo.
I never had sex. I never even touched him.
Why not? Oh. He was too busy touching himself?
Like a webcam friend.
Oh.
He just likes to show me stuff.
Well, there you have it, folks. I feel like we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
On this edition of the live cast, we're going to wrap things up right now. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank Buzz from Unearth for calling in and Metal Blade Records for helping set it up, especially Vince, who was in the chat earlier. I want to thank Jenny for sharing some great stories here to cap off another great edition of the live cast. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my co-host, Sid M3D.
Thank you.
I won't be here next week, but the rest of the crew will. So,
Wait, thank me for being a good call screener.
Thank you, Jenny, for being a wonderful call screener. Vinnie Paul thinks Jenny's a great call screener. So that's our show. I will not be here next week, but there will be a show.
We'll miss you.
Oh, thanks. And I want to play a tribute to Peter Steele, where we could be looked at as an insult, I want
to
say.
I was going to play a tribute to Jenny after that. So
okay.
You'll hear a rock block now coming up.
Which tribute to me?
You thanks singing a song listening. At the awards show.
Oh, okay.
Yay. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
I heard news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest. And slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you can have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, ooh, little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, fleece was white as snow like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Pomeraya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E. H I J K L M N O P Q R S
WX. Now I know my ABCs. That's how won't you sing with me?
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
So appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Low life, son of a bitch.
Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone.
Come on around, please zoom. Zoom is good.
I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beat the
rest.
Interactive modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh, the Peter Steele's driving.
Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow! This is Peter Steele, I'm a singing professional and you're ruining it! Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele! I'll kill you! God, I hate stupid children! Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele! Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele!
You're wishing you were bigger breasted. You feel like you don't have a chance. You say you're even thinking about implants. Well, I don't have any advice for you, bitch. I just want to rub it in.
Everybody loves my boo. Listen, baby, they cause eruptions in my school. I ain't lying, you might act stupid and start to drool. Alright, baby, everybody loves my boobs. Finding a bra is not an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna fit you. Oh, they hurt my back at an early age. Why was I cursed with the Triple H? At least I get whatever I want, and I never pay for marijuana. Everybody loves my boobs. Sometimes they bounce and jump like kangaroos. Listen, baby, when I go jogging, my eyes get bruised. I want to tell ya, everybody loves my boobs. How can you help it when my milk sack's hypnotized? And even women marvel at their enormous size. Oh, I have the power, as you can see, to humiliate cops into push pussies. They think they're gonna get some loving, but they're just here to clean my oven. Everybody loves my boobs. Sometimes they're like torpedoes in World War II. I wanna tell you again, One day they'll dangle down to my shoes. But till then, everybody loves my boobs. Everybody loves my boobs. I never have to pay for boobs. They make men crazier than Tom Cruise. Everybody loves my boobs. Ooh.
Light.
Oh, in the just, light.
You have to sit.
This is Miles.
Your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of
go!